listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
To go about this smart. Roy, I want you to consider killing yourself.
No, we are all planning. No.
They need me.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Further into Lang's, I want to call it delusion, but give the kid some credit.
Well, I
we
said
write
it
the story now.
Coffee drinker.
Okay.
Got I said it.
A copy of the documents? I mean, they're not ready just yet.
That would be the last thing I need.
All under the ownership of Douglas Caliburn, Roger Hackrell, Dan Winters. Come and pick it up if you want.
Is this it?
You don't have any tattoos.
No.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
He's got enough for all of us.
Yeah. I do. I can share.
I don't think I would look normal with a tattoo.
You would get like a classic like shamrock or something.
No.
I think that's it.
No.
I'm trying to imagine you with tattoos.
It doesn't make sense.
Would you want one?
No, I've never been like, oh, I need this one or I need that
yeah,
one.
I,
if there was something out there that like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That hit me.
That's my whole thing is I've never found any art that I want on my body that bad.
Same.
Facts.
And it's nothing against people who have a lot of tattoos because Nick's tattoos are all fucking cool, but I wouldn't get any of them on my body.
I can't copy Nick. Can't get a nice calf fucking.
Yeah, I'm the only person in the world that's allowed to have tattoos.
He's gonna wake up to me.
I will gatekeep tattoos.
Go in a fucking town on you with a potato peeler trying to get the bitches.
He decided he would get a tattoo and then decided that was gonna he was gonna get on him.
Well, see, it's not as bad, but I also really don't like those people who just are covered in like flash sheet shit, just like a bunch of like tiny little things.
Oh, like little things, yeah.
DJs are cool though because his are all stick and poke.
They're stick and poke. They are a little different.
Jenny just does them for him, but dude, yeah, I mean that just
they're a little bit more
weird to me.
Can you believe that I was making fun of that like 6 years ago and I still am? Dude, shit's crazy.
That never gets old.
Shit's crazy.
So with that out of the way, I do want to transition into something a little bit more important. Also something that you mentioned, and I want to ask you guys, and I want a complete honest answer. This is, the table's all about honesty. Have you ever or would you ever take a shit in a porta potty?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have?
Many times.
Do you have any issues with it?
I build a nest before I go.
Okay, you set the toilet paper up?
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I'm scared too. Did I tell you the story about the last time we were at the Eagles tailgate? And there was, you know how, like, if you've ever been to a tailgate at the Eagles Stadium, there's 9 porta potties and there's still an hour line to use them.
Yeah.
So there's one sitting in the middle that's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck it. Like, why is nobody going in this one? Why is nobody going in this one? Like, the lock seemed like it was like halfway open. So I was like, fuck it. I was like halfway through the line and I opened it up because I'm like, oh, let's see if there's anybody in there. There's nobody in there, but there is a Dairy Queen shit on the side of the seat.
On the
seat.
Oh!
But it looked like a cartoon.
Wait, was that?
No. It was last year.
Oh, okay.
It was last year. It looked perfect.
Awesome.
And I turn around and I'm like, oh my God, that's gross. And then somebody from the middle of the line screams, that dude just took a shit on the seat. I saw him. And points at me. And then everybody in the line, it had to be like 200 people just start laughing at me.
Oh my God.
That's brutal.
That's amazing.
I just didn't piss. I just walked away. There was nothing I could do.
Wow. But this is, all right, well, wait, but you can pee in them. You just can't poop in them. You don't want
to
poop in them?
I'm scared to now because somebody's going to call me out next time. That dude took a shit on the seat.
Wow.
Well, damn. I took a shit in a porta potty when the last time that we had the 49ers tailgate, and it was when we came out of the stadium, and it was like, and they don't clean the porta potties during the game. They're still dirty from the entire tailgate, and I was like, I can't, because I drove everybody. I cannot drive home unless I take a shit. I'm going to lose my mind. Paul gave me like a roll of paper towels. You gave me a roll of paper towels? That was you? Well, there goes my memory. You gave me a roll of paper towels. And yeah, I mean, it was a fucking horrible, horrible scene. Because I'm like gagging thinking about it. The toilet paper in the thing was like out.
Like, why are you doing this to yourself?
I swear to God, I'm bad with dry heaving.
Bro,
like 3 or 4 inches out, my eyes are all watery. It's horrible. 3 or 4 inches out, so I had to like put my legs up on either side to like actually take a shit. It was so bad. It smelled horrible. It was a complete mess. And
was there a line you couldn't have checked the other porta potties? We were on our way out.
That was the best one. I swear to God. Because the other ones had like actual trash like on the floor.
Always cans. I leave cans in those fucking things every time I go in. Every time I, on an Eagles tailgate, anytime I go into a porta potty to piss, I like, if I have a drink in my hand, like I chug it. Like as I'm going in, chug it, and then I just drop it and then piss.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Yeah, it's like porta potties, like you gotta get a new beer now. Yeah. It's fucking, you can't drink it after it's been in there. You know.
But you had that porta potty experience.
Yeah, I was also a no shitting in porta potties. But now that I've started this job, I am working in the bathrooms. They are not there yet. So my bathroom is a porta potty and it's fucking disgusting. But the other day I like, it was like 7 a.m. and it was like, I had one of those shits where it was like, I feel sick. Stomach hurts. Like, it's like I'm clenching so hard, like I'm gonna shit myself. And it's like, I'm like looking at like what we have to do, and I'm like, it has to happen. So I just like went and like took the nastiest. I did build a nest. And like this fucking, like, you'd think like, because it's not like it's an Eagles tailgate, like they're not like gross. No, dude, this fucking construction site that I'm on, the fucking thing was gross. There's like a bundle of fucking toilet paper just on the bottom left, just covered in piss. And I'm just like,
what makes
I have no space. I still have my knee pads on. I'm just like,
yeah.
Hear that, what echo. Made you think a construction site porta potty would be clean?
Yeah, like the clientele of kind.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I guess not.
Some adult dumps.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, we got in at like 6 o'clock the other day. It was like last week, and we like hear some commotion going on, and there's like in the, it's a Sprouts like grocery store, and we're doing like the deli section, but so like in the middle of the store, like there's like the super. And then there's like 8 dudes, and the super's like saying like, get out or I'm gonna call the cops, blah blah blah, to this guy. And he's like trying to kind of like go back to his work. He was like waxing the floors. We were like, what the fuck is going on? He leaves, and then like a couple guys come over to us, and they're like, and we were like, yo, what happened? And they were like, yeah, he's drunk. Really drunk. And he's been working overnight. So like, no, so like we were coming in for our shift, like that was towards the end of his shift, but he like didn't have enough done, so he was still working, but he was totally drunk.
Wow.
So he got fucking thrown off the site. Oh, it's crazy.
Let him rock.
Dude, that's what I said.
Like,
dude.
Let him rock.
That's what
for
I
real?
Said. I was like he wasn't bothered, and he was doing stuff near us, and I was like, I didn't know he was drunk.
But
dude,
like he's almost done.
He, just, exactly.
Let
dude.
Him finish.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, he's right there, dude. Wow. Like, he's right there. But I guess I couldn't complain because that thing's fucking loud. So I was like, all right, whatever. He can get out of here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with all that out of the way, could I please have a recap of the last session? Something important was left in that trailer.
No, I grabbed it.
Nope.
Yeah, I did.
Just didn't tell you.
Yeah, I just didn't tell you.
I totally would have.
You'd think you would have, but with the levels of exhaustion at play there, no one said they did.
Wasn't even tired, dude.
So, you guys are doing your thing. Patrol and any kind of auxiliary officers that are offered for support are doing stuff on behalf of you. What is Longo doing all day long? What has he been doing for the last 6 days?
Fucking, you know what he's doing.
Masturbating.
Tying a belt around his neck and fucking spanking it.
Seriously, though, what is his role in this so far?
He got us the warrant for RJ's. He got the Fat Force together.
What the fuck?
Somebody opens the door and like he like, slips down.
He's like, close that! Close that!
Jesus Christ. The answer is that your characters don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing some important shit. You would know, based off all the other cases that you do, Lieutenant, Captain, all the way up the chain, you know, based off of what you have done and the fact that A, this case still exists, and B, you guys haven't been kicked off this case, you have to imagine that someone is behind the scenes busting their ass to make sure that you guys are not being fired for dereliction of duty, perhaps. That's something that does occur to your characters.
Nah, he's jerking it, bro. It's so fucking stupid.
The edger.
The edger.
You think I got to Lieutenant by busting?
The image you got in your head, like.
What, where it's like crash shots of like you guys like looking through files and then like Dwayne Gaines like out on a search and then like just longer.
Lieutenant's on his desk, pants on to his ankles with his belt tied around his neck, pulling it.
Yo, get the fuck out of the table.
He's standing on top of his desk, bro.
What, from the ceiling fan?
You fucking bust in and he's like, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Minneapolis.
No, it's just the same thing on the voicemail. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it is. No fucking way. It hurts, dude.
The fuck?
He's got one of those fucking leather masks on.
No more, dude. No, stop. No more, dude.
He's been using
using the camera when you are using it. We get the photos developed. There's a whole thing along the way.
Jesus Christ.
Longo, you freaky fucking bitch, you. My God.
That's amazing.
Oh, fuck.
I think that's a solid theory.
I think so, too, dude.
I know it's a thousand.
We're going right into it. After placing a call to Minnesota Child Protective Services, the four of you find yourselves at the station, with plans circulating to return to Minneapolis and Greg Atkins still sitting nearby. You guys are in the lobby. What do you want to do?
I mean, it seems like they were getting a little suspect. Just a little.
Yeah, I agree, and this Roman seemed close with Dan Winters. I don't know if there's a way that he intercepts this from his receptionist before we get there. This Sarah, would I know any way that I could find employment records on somebody in a job like that?
You'd probably have to go to Minneapolis to do it.
Yeah, to do it. Okay, just to track her down. I mean, he said it's on the desk of the receptionist. So, if anybody has any better idea than walking in there and grabbing it.
I'm not opposed to that at all. What name did you give that receptionist again?
Don.
Don.
Henley.
Don Henley. I don't see what's wrong with Don Henley walking in and picking up a paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you guys got my back, I'm okay to do it unless there's... I don't think anybody would really know my face, anybody lower level in this whole thing.
Right. Plus, what time is it? I look at my watch.
It is currently 8:01.
Okay, so it's still early in the day. So by the time we get to Minneapolis, it'll still be business hours. Well, regardless, if we go there, We better load the fucking van up. Grab another van, for that matter. Load it the fuck up. I don't think there's any way around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll start gathering up some firearms.
All right, let's do it.
What are you guys doing?
I'm going... I'm grabbing 4 rifles, 4 shotguns. Everyone's got their handguns.
Going to carry over the gear that you guys took with you previously and, like, assume that you were just taking out any kind of additional stuff that you need on top of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, shotguns for everybody, rifles for everybody, ammunition for everybody.
Yeah.
Anything that wasn't mentioned last time you guys geared up?
Med kits. Like, more med kits.
Glow sticks.
Absolutely glow sticks.
Do we have, like, extra civilian clothes, if you will? Like, it's like, yeah, stuff, like more just shit to put on that,
yeah,
is
like
not...
Jeans, t-shirts,
yeah,
like jackets from like a jacket drive that you guys,
yeah,
had a couple months,
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I just want to grab stuff like that.
And there is a point where Greg Adkins steps up to you, a Sarge, and he goes, hey, listen, and he's got the files in his hand. I have a plan.
For what?
I want to tell people what's going on.
Tell who what's going on? What's going... what do you think is going on?
I want to go to newspapers. Not Minneapolis, obviously. Maybe some local ones. I got a buddy that works at the Des Moines Register. Tell them what's going on in Minneapolis. Tell them about all this shit that they're covering up. Tell them about all the money that's missing. And if you don't want them to publish it now, obviously you guys are busy. You might get in the way of shit, but tell them... publish it sometime later next week or something like that. I want to get this out here while I can, if I can.
That's like, you realize that the circumstances that you'll put yourself in if you do that.
That's fine. And then that, on top of whatever comes to light when you guys are done doing whatever you're doing, that's fine. And I want to make it clear that when all that's done, I will come back here for any kind of charges coming forward to me. You have my word on that.
You plan on doing this as soon as I give the go-ahead?
Yeah.
How... Look, I like the idea. All I ask is you hold off. For at least for a day. We gotta let you know. We got something planned. We don't really want everyone knowing that we know. We get a good gist of what's going on.
You got something going on up north?
What's he wearing?
Street clothes.
We're thinking about it.
Then I'll go south. Like I said, Iowa, hit Des Moines in 3 hours. Get something there. I doubt that Dan has reached that far. I'm just worried that if something happens to me or you or anyone who knows anything about this, and we lose and the truth never gets out there, that's something that I'm not okay with.
Look, I think it's risky enough you getting in a car and you driving for 3 hours. They gotta be stupid if they don't think that...
They're gonna know that I'm missing soon, and... The real reason that I kinda wanna do this is to get myself away from you, to get any attention off of you. Because if they come looking for me and they find me, I'm probably gonna be somewhere near you.
You know what? Yeah, man, go for it. Fuck it. But I ask, not today. Just, you can drive down there today. I don't give a fuck. But at least wait a day. And when you get to wherever you're going, please call the station and ask for me, ask for any one of my detectives. I don't give a shit. Just something to identify that you're there, and give us your number.
Okay.
All right.
Am I here in this room?
He approached Roy privately, but you guys are all kind of walking back and forth, so I would imagine that because that conversation took a little bit longer, you probably would have caught wind of it. Maybe bits and pieces.
Is there any way I could roll human on him to see how genuine I feel? Like especially like that last part.
Are you suspicious of him?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have been for a while. Yeah, I'd say that when you kind of heard him talking, you kind of started paying more attention. Go ahead and roll human intelligence.
You fucking bitch. 79 on a 79?
Yeah, that's a pass.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
But, I mean, it's difficult to tell. You do have a prejudice against this guy. And a bias that you're not sure whether or not it's weighing you in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't sound like he's lying, I suppose. He's making direct eye contact with Sarge. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he wasn't cuffed while he was sleeping, right? He slept here by his own choice, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I walk in the room?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
As soon as I hear your voice, I kind of look over my shoulder and I'm like, yeah, come, let's get your opinion on this. And I kind of look at Greg to give him the rundown.
And Greg kind of, in so many words, explains what he just told to Sarge. I don't want to put any more undue pressure on you in Minneapolis.
What's this
going to
do for us exactly?
I'm
cause
thinking,
panic.
I'm thinking if we don't come back, that means this whole thing ends. Like this weekend, it's done. There's no possible chance that this could find a natural ending other than with, you know, the chief of police kind of winning.
I mean, it's a fail-safe, you know, and like I said, I'll tell him not to publish the story until Monday, Tuesday, whatever. But if worse comes to worse, I just want to make sure that something gets out there. I don't want this to be for nothing.
And how do we know you don't just go do it right away?
Why would I? What motive would I have?
I don't know. I don't...
You don't know. I'm trying to help you, and I have helped you before. And I know that you hold your grudges against me for what I did. I get it. I understand. And I'm not saying that any of this that I've done is in any way going to make that right.
Did you talk to your brother?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I told him that I would stay around and that I was helping the LFPD look for the person who got his daughter.
Hmm.
What's your brother got to do with this?
What?
What does your brother have to do with this?
His daughter got killed?
A lot. So you didn't tell him?
No. Like I said...
You trust this guy?
Like I said, any charges you want to bring to me, I'll be here to take him.
What does your brother do for a living?
Construction, I think. He's between jobs.
What do we gain from keeping him? I said right in front of his face. What do we gain from keeping him? Like I fucking walk out around like Caleb and Ray. I shout for you guys.
Yeah, I'll come over.
Yeah.
Mr. Atkins has no use to us anymore, at least in my head. He's asking if he can go south, and if we don't return, this weekend. He wants to just tell the press about Dan Winters and everything going on.
Do you?
That's his play. Do you not understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely do.
He lied to his brother, who he kidnapped his daughter, lied to his face. And we're going to trust what he says right now. Why does he want to run? Why doesn't he come with us?
Why didn't I run last night? Why didn't I run when I was with Aaron alone? Why didn't protection? I shoot either of those two? It's not what I want to be.
How good of a shot are you?
I'd say I hit about half my shots.
Is anyone thinking what I'm thinking? Atkins. Yeah, look. Here's how you can prove yourself.
I don't want to prove myself.
Here's how we can allow you to go south and do whatever the fuck you want. You gotta come north with us. This weekend.
You serious?
After that, we don't have to talk to you ever again. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Tell your story. Doesn't matter. You can put our name in the tabloids.
This is what I'm trying to avoid. We all go north. And say we all die. That's it. Nothing happens with Dan. Nothing happens with Minneapolis. Nothing happens with RJ. Nothing happens to anything. All this shit gets covered out. You put the truth out there, put it in the hands of people who aren't Minneapolis. That is how you secure that this isn't for nothing.
How many years you been in the force?
14.
All right, we're kind of similar levels of experience. How many times have you had a case that's went up and then nothing came out of it?
Maybe twice, and then I found out why.
Thank you. You think telling the press is really going to get you anywhere? You know what's going to happen this weekend if we don't solve this case? It's going to the feds.
Yes, sure.
Why would you think?
Then it's not just Des Moines. I'll go to Des Moines, but then I'll go to fucking St. Paul, and then I'll go to St. Cloud, and then I'll go to St. Andrews, and anywhere. I'll fucking go to Pittsburgh. I'll go to Miami. I'll go everywhere.
I will go to Minneapolis with us.
I don't want to. I will. If that is your ultimate judgment, I will. I think that that's a stupid idea. I think that's very dumb. I think you're making the wrong call, but if that is what you say, then yes. I'm at your disposal. This was the plan that I came up with, sitting in your lobby all night long, when I could have ran, and he looks at Jerry. But I didn't. You want me to come to Minneapolis? I'll come to Minneapolis, but I think it's fucking stupid.
What do we have to do to convince you that this is gonna work?
There's no convincing me. The only thing that you're making clear to me right now is that you don't care.
Jesus Christ, man.
What happens?
Frankly, there's got to be a convincing factor.
Tell me here. Answer me this. Answer me this question, this single question, and I'll shut my mouth and I'm convinced, and that's fine. We go to Minneapolis and we all get killed. What happens to the case?
There's a couple routes that it could go. But we go to Minneapolis, or I don't fucking know.
We go to Minneapolis and we get killed. What happens to the case?
It goes to the feds.
It goes to the feds, who are controlled by who?
If we stay here and sit on our ass by this Monday, it goes to the feds, whether we're alive or not.
I'm not going to be any help to you there. This is where I will be help to you. I think that it's the wrong call. That's what I'm saying.
Would you rather be in a prison cell?
No. Unless that's what you want.
Because you got four witnesses of your confession for murdering your niece.
Yes. Roy, I know. Nobody knows that more than I do. I get it. You're threatening me. I don't need to be threatened. I'll do what you want. I'm just saying it's stupid.
What if you tell your brother the truth? And then we let you run.
I guess, but like I said, I think that that will just cause another problem for you people, because then he's going to be asking, okay, well, why was I involved? And then he would come asking questions to you guys and bugging you guys, and then maybe he goes to my police department and says something about it. I am trying to make the least amount of problems for you while also securing this case in the event that none of you make it back.
Maybe you can write your story on the drive up to Minneapolis.
Okay. And he walks out of the conference room.
All right. I go walk up, pick up the phone.
Sure.
I call Dan Winters. No.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Jeez.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
I'm a man of many expertises.
I call Davy Jones.
Bling, bling. Hello?
Hey, Davy, it's Roy.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Pretty good. Are you free this weekend?
I guess.
You want to hang out this weekend with me?
Doing what?
So, I know you're really good with dead bodies.
That's hurtful.
It's okay. You're an expert. You're proficient. How proficient are you with living bodies? Let's say I needed some stitches. Like, just randomly just needed some stitches. Okay. How confident would you be about that?
Yeah, I could. That's something I could do, yeah.
All right. You want to come to the station right now? We can hang out for the weekend.
What are you getting at?
Do you want to hang out this weekend?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You do?
But, like, are you going camping? I don't think that it's a great time.
Okay. Look, I get it. I'm going camping. I got this really new fucking propane tank. What do they call? I say this to Davey. What do they call those things, like, outdoor cooking? It's like propane
grill.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I just got one. I'm going to test it out. Want to come camping? We're going to leave in like an hour.
We?
Yeah. Me and my detectives are going to leave in like an hour.
I thought it was just me and you.
No. What?
I mean, I...
Unless you... No. No.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Do you want to go camping or not? Jesus.
I am... No, this is... Wait, what the fuck? This is weird. This is a weird phone call. This is a strange phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, that was real. You're right.
Click.
No! Fuck! I call back.
Can I go camping?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Davey, it's Roy.
Roy.
What's up?
I don't want to go camping with you. I have work to do.
What the fuck? Dude. You worked so much overtime yesterday. There's no way you're even working right now.
This is fucking ridiculous considering the case and all the fucking dead bodies that you have brought to me that you think that it's funny to give me a call like this and ask me to go fucking camping. Roy, you don't understand how much pressure I'm under. It's not funny. What do you need? Stop wasting my time.
I'm in love with you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I had to. I'm sorry. All right. So go back. Yes.
It was so fucking good. It was so good.
All right, Davey. Yeah, look, it is a pretty serious situation, and it is time sensitive. We can come to you and talk about it if you're more comfortable with that, or if you just want to come here.
It's all you had to say. Click.
Okay. All right. All right. David Jones is coming.
Why do you always play with him?
It's funny.
You slap him around.
Just want to mess with him a little bit. It's Davy Jones.
He's got pictures to develop.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, I still got him. I wouldn't leave him with him. Did we ever get... Or, I mean, us at the table. Did we ever get a copy of the report of Greg Atkins' niece's body?
No, but I did dictate it to you.
Could you dictate that again? Potentially.
You guys weren't given, like, an actual autopsy report. Davy Jones just kind of explained it to you, so it's not like...
Oh, good thing he's coming.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, I mean,
he's gonna bring his tent. We're gonna cook.
What questions do you have about it?
It's not really about her, the autopsy or her. Like, I'm looking for. Okay, she was like reported missing, I presume, and then they found her, right? She's from Pittsburgh, right? Yeah. So, did we ever get like, you know, a police report, a missing persons report, any information from that?
Yeah, there was information that she was heading back from school, never made it home, and then Pittsburgh PD confirmed with some teachers that she left, and then they scanned and they went door to door on the route that she supposedly took to get back home. Nobody saw her, nobody saw anything. They reported her missing, and then the APB eventually got to you guys, and Longo matched it up when you guys published that picture of her.
I want to go to his brother's house, the hotel, wherever he's at.
What are you trying to gain from that?
I don't know. I think they have to know something. You're telling me that the Gossman family was this embroiled in this whole thing, and all these kids were the focal point, and just because Adkins has a random niece that's of age, she's going to be involved? Even if the parents aren't, you know, involved in this, they had to know something. They have to have seen something. How could they have not?
I mean, I think the initial explanation between him and RJ was that it was some form of initiation to see if he could do it, but it does seem weird that there was specific kids and her.
Do we have any information about the parents, like, that we gathered, or that we have at the station?
Yeah,
like,
Longo took some information down, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't see why it would hurt to just go over there and...
I'm not opposed to it.
And just chat for a minute.
I don't trust this guy. I feel like we're working with the enemy.
It's not even about Greg. There's just something. There's something to be had with that family.
There's something not right.
Alright, we're just waiting for Davey, right?
Yeah.
Alright, I got all the firearms loaded up. Backup clothes. Y'all got your chest protectors? Chest protectors. Your vests?
Got my bra on.
Yeah. Yep.
Where's that family at? Atkins is from... Greg is from Minnesota.
Well, the family's from Pittsburgh. Mm. They're staying at some hotel around here. What I hear he say Greg said he was a construction worker?
He believes he's a construction worker.
How about the wife? Anything on the wife?
He didn't say.
Can I go... I want to go to Longo's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's not in his office.
I want to go in and just, if I can glance, see if on the desk I see anything pertaining to the information on.
Yeah, so you look over the desk and maybe you got to like move one paper like a little bit, but you see a write-up, a description of both Keith and Claire Adkins.
I mean, anything besides like name, phone number, address.
Age, date of birth, occupation.
What's the wife's?
Unemployed, stay-at-home mother.
How old are they?
They're both in their mid-30s. Keith is a year older. He's 35. She's 34.
I bring it out back to them in the conference room, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And there is a note that's scrawled on there with information on their motel room as well. Looks like it's like written in the margins that you recognize it's Longo's handwriting.
Well, when we're ready, we got their address. Doesn't seem like anything's out of sorts, but...
How far is that address from here?
A couple blocks.
Oh. All right. Yeah, let's all do it. We can just tell the guy at the desk that when Davey gets here to just go downstairs and wait for us.
All right, cool.
Let's go.
Okay.
I have a question first. Working with a county assessor, if it's like we were thinking it's a property, the property would be in that county, right?
Yes.
That the county assessor was?
Yep.
And I called Minneapolis county assessors?
Hennepin.
That's the county that Minneapolis is in?
Yes.
Do we still have the list that Roy got of all the farmland that
yep.
we got?
Yep.
Can I narrow that down to just Hennepin County?
Yeah. Basically cuts it in a quarter.
Yeah. How big are we looking?
Still massive acreage.
I wasn't sure if, like, since it's a big city, like, you're thinking, like, I don't know. Okay. I should know the area.
Seemed to have cut it down by a decent amount.
Okay.
Cool. Let's do it. Yeah, walk upstairs. And who's at the desk?
It is Nate Merritt.
Walk up. Hey, Nate.
Hey.
You know Davy Jones by any chance? Day shift coroner?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to come in here maybe in about 10 minutes. Just let him know. We'll be with him shortly. And tell him if he has any med kits that are better than the ones we got. You know where the med kits are.
Sure.
Show them to him. And if he has any better med kits, tell him to bring his.
Okay.
And yeah, thanks, Nate.
Sure.
Walk out.
Passing Greg Adkins on the way out, who just kind of like looks at you. Where are you guys heading? What are you guys doing?
Going to talk to your brother.
Why?
Find out some more information about the disappearance of your niece. Is there anything you'd like to tell us before we go over there?
I told you everything as it is. If you got questions, I'll answer them. Please, please, don't tell him just yet.
I'm not interested in you or the shit you did. We're
right.
Trying to figure out why his daughter was taken and by exactly who.
I can tell you. I can answer those questions for you. You don't have to go bugging him.
No, I want to know from him.
All right. He's not going to give you the answers that are correct. He's going to tell you what he thinks.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'll wait here for Davey. You guys can go, right? Do you guys need me?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll catch you later, Caleb.
I honestly want to spend this time going through the list that we have. And making marks on the map of all this farmland. If I have, I'm assuming I have bigger maps of Minneapolis and Hennepin County.
Yes.
If I can't acquire them and start making those.
Okay. Awesome. Great. You guys are making your way to that address for that motel?
Yeah.
Okay. Take some time for you to get there. One thing that you realize is it's pretty close. So it's not too far. Maybe even walking distance. You guys... Chup has just handed me a note. The answer is no. Good question. Takes you some time to get there, but eventually you do get there. Another thing that you notice is the name of the hotel rings a bell. It is also, or I'm sorry, motel. The name of the motel rings a bell. It is additionally the motel that A1 Mike McAllister was staying at.
Was Becker at a different one?
Yep.
Okay.
Making your way up, you were given the room number, which was 5. It looks like it's on the left side of the building.
Turn to Ray. I'm like, you lead the way, man. This is your job.
Yeah. I walk right up, knock on the door.
And a moment passes before the door opens with the, like, chain lock still on, and you see half the face of a woman who closes it, unlocks it, opens it. She looks at you. Hello.
Hi.
As you're talking, you can see a man who's sitting on the edge of the bed behind her.
I'm, Detective Hoyt with the, LFVCU. You are, Miss Adkins?
Yeah, I hope there's some sort of news.
Believe me, we're hard at work. We've been losing a lot of sleep getting to the bottom of this. I just wanted to come in person to ask you guys a couple questions myself.
Sure.
Do you mind if we step in?
Please, please. She kind of ushers you in. You can see there's like two suitcases that are just on the dresser, and it looks like they're just living out of the suitcases, haven't put anything away. Pile of like chips and stuff on one of the chairs there. There's not a lot of room to sit, but please. And she kind of like motions over towards the edge of the bed. She clears off some stuff and sits down on like one of the tables there. And the man straightens himself up and kind of looks towards you guys.
From what we read from the report, it says that, your daughter was, you know, known to have left school, and the school verified that she left the building, but, she vanished after that, and, no one anywhere, door to door, had noticed a thing.
Yeah, that's what, the police in Pittsburgh told us.
I know it's hard to dig back because it would all seem like such a normal time, but do you remember anything strange about the weeks or month or two preceding your daughter disappearing?
No, nothing was out of the ordinary. Nothing seemed off. She was her usual self, and I mean, no, there was nothing. And she looks over to her husband. Nothing, right? He goes, no, no.
I want to look, well, I want to ask Keith. From everything that you've gathered so far, who do you think took your daughter?
Something, I don't know. I don't want to think it. I really, really don't want to, but she's halfway across the country, and there's only one thing related to us here. I don't know if maybe Greg had something to do with it, or maybe if someone was out to get him and wanted to use her as leverage or something. I don't know. And Greg's not bad, but Greg used to get in trouble a lot when we were kids, and I know that he would never hurt her, obviously, but maybe someone trying to get to him. Because I've never been to this fucking place in my life, no offense. It's a lovely town you have here, but
you guys born and raised Pittsburgh?
Yeah, both of us.
I saw on your report you do construction. I used to be in it.
Yeah, we're contractors, but in between jobs now.
Were you employed at the time of the kidnapping?
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing the job you were on?
Yeah, it was industrial, some sort of warehouse. Riverside Holdings was the company. But that got wrapped up pretty quickly. They didn't need me to stay there for it, so. You don't think that that's related, do you?
Well, at first glance, no, but with the kind of case we've been dealing with, and it's not just your daughter, it's a lot of things that don't seem like they may be involved, seem to be involved. We really are doing everything we can to find the people that did this to your daughter and who did this to these other kids.
I appreciate that. Thank you, really.
If you think of anything, if you just remember something that was just a little off, even just the slightest bit, shady figures or anything, just give the station a holler. Ask for me. Ask for any one of the detectives at the LFVCU.
Okay.
Let them know.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you stopping by. I mean, I wish I could be more help, but this is just all so out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know.
Jerry, Roy, you guys got anything?
Nothing. No, you covered it.
All right. We will keep you updated if we find anything out. You guys have a good one.
Thank you. And you leave. Door shuts behind you as you guys make your way back on the sidewalk.
I say, you think Riverside Holdings has something to do with it, or... I mean, I think it's pretty wild that they straight up suspected Atkins has something to do with it. I mean, it makes sense. She ends up here. Weird.
Right. I mean, he's just connecting the dots that are right in front of his face.
Right.
Like I said, there's got to be something more to it than just Greg. There's other guys that are on the force that they could have picked.
Greg's a sergeant. It's a little bit higher up.
Let's go back to the station.
Back to the station. Making your way back to the station rather quickly. Make your way there and you see Nate Merritt at the front. Greg Atkins is not in that seat there, but Nate looks up. Davey came and he said he did have some better equipment, so he's out there grabbing it now.
Nice. Cool. Thanks, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Walk downstairs.
I'll jog Caleb on what we found.
Yep.
You get the gist.
What do they come down to see you kind of doing?
Kind of frantically, I guess, flipping, because I'm assuming it pretty big maps, almost takes up the whole desk, flipping it back to the sheet, crossing one off, flipping it back down, trying to find different addresses. Shot in the dark, but in the few pictures that we have here, is there any that I can eliminate based on land size?
Nope.
Okay.
The pictures don't give a good indication of how large the property is.
Okay. Okay.
Nor do they have any huge visible landmarks. I remember some people asked, like, is there a huge mountain in the background?
Yeah.
They're very nondescript. Almost intentionally so.
Got it. I guess another shot in the dark. How many carpet companies would I see in the phone book for Minneapolis?
Like 20, 25?
Like 20, okay. All right. And do I have a number on how many plots of land I have here?
About 300.
Okay. We need that paper, boys. I thought you were going to say, like, 7. There's 300 farms in just that county that also includes a major city.
Hennepin is very large.
That's fucking nuts. Narrowed it down a little bit, though.
So I know that I kind of tried convincing Greg to come, and I also say this in private at a low tone. I tried convincing Greg to come, honestly, just to have an extra
body. And also, it might be good to have someone from Minneapolis in Minneapolis. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's even close to the same page as us, to the point where I don't know if I would even trust him while we're out there. What do you guys think?
I don't trust him with us or without us right now.
Yeah. I don't know where to keep him. You know?
What do you guys do with Laura during this time?
I gave her an iPad. She's fine.
Fucking iPad. She's playing Cut the Rope. She's sitting crisscross applesauce playing Cut the Rope.
Oh, yeah.
She's watching Skibbity Toilet.
Yeah, is there anybody that we know, I guess, that could be a decent babysitter for now? If she's entertained, at least in the conference room, give her some pens and paper.
I mean, that's up to you guys.
Yeah, is there somebody that we kind of know, at least, on the force that's on right now?
The day shift patrol.
Is Gaines working?
Gaines is supposedly working, yeah. You haven't ran into him just yet.
All right. I feel like he's the guy that we trust the most right now.
Yeah.
Get on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Gaines, this is McNeil. Do you copy? Copy. What's up, Sarge? Gaines, you around? You busy? Got a pretty important task for you. Yeah, I'm free. Go ahead. I'd rather brief you in person, if that's all right. Copy that, en route.
Okay.
For the sake of brevity, when Dwayne Gaines does get there, you tell him, keep an eye on Laura.
Yeah. Okay. And it is very important. That I stress the importance of, like, she cannot fucking leave your hip.
Yep. Gotcha. And he, when you do run into him, will oblige.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Atkins anywhere to be found as we're walking around the building now?
No, not inside the building. You don't see him. There is one moment, Roy, when you're kind of... Gaines gets there and you kind of explain it to him and, you know, show him to Laura, and Laura grabs and starts pulling at your sleeve. Another thing that I do want to establish, you are still constantly hiding your hand as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she kind of like pulls at your sleeve.
I turn around like, what's up, Laura?
Where's my brother?
Yeah, he's around. We're just, he's getting special care right now because he's, you know, just baby boy. So.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And my mommy?
Same deal with her. She just had a little baby boy, so she's getting some extra care right now. And I look at Gaines, too, to be like, this is what we're saying.
And he, like, nods quietly. Okay. Could I get McDonald's?
I look at Gaines. What's Gaines looking like?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go get some McDonald's. They're probably still serving breakfast.
Is Gaines gonna take her on the motorcycle?
He's got a patrol car. And they kind of walk out, and she's like holding his pinky or whatever, and they walk up the steps.
Nice. All right. Just sit and look pretty and wait for Davey.
Eventually, Davy Jones does arrive, and he kind of, you can hear him talking to someone up the steps, and then eventually he starts walking down the steps, and he's carrying, like, a orange medical bag.
Let's go.
What's this about?
I look around, I just want to make sure we're in a secure area.
Yeah, you guys are down in the VCU, no one else is there.
Yeah, okay, I'm like, we need you. We're going to Minneapolis. We need you.
What do you need me for?
I pull my hand out of my pocket
And I show him my...
I say, well, you don't.
Yeah. I pull my fucking wrist out of my pocket, and I show him that there's just a nub. And I say...
Holy shit.
Yeah. This happened. Look, you don't gotta pull a trigger. You don't have to do fucking anything. You'll be the what safest the one.
What happened?
Car accident.
So what, you just want me to come along just for care purposes?
Yeah, I mean...
You want me to take care of you?
I would love that more than anything.
Alright.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not going to be able to... I'm still in the middle of cutting up a body, you know?
Which body?
The one from last night. Blunt force trauma to the head. Internal bleeding.
Yeah. I mean, that one, we're not in a rush for. I hope he's on ice, because that's where he's staying, if that's okay with you. We'll be back Sunday at the latest.
And when we come back, are we done?
I fucking hope so. If we're not, we're gonna be this fucking close.
Right. I
promise you that.
Okay, sure.
Alright, you got your sleeping bag?
Yeah, and I brought some... Don't worry about it. I didn't bring anything else.
Alright. You're a good man. And I turn. I'm like, what else do we fucking eat before we leave?
They're marshmallows. I brought marshmallows. Jesus
Christ. Chocolate, graham crackers.
You got anything for pain in that orange bag there?
I got Vicodin.
Perfect. Can I get one of them?
Sure.
Thank you.
Here's three.
Ooh, piece of candy.
I wash it down and then I low Siggy. Feeling good. Very healthy for me.
You're driving, right?
I'll drive.
Fucking am I?
I had a character get addicted to Vicodin and Delta Green once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be me now.
Popping bikes as long as Davey's here.
Davey's the plug, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Oh, no, that wasn't Vicodin. That was a Tic Tac. Here's the Vicodin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't see anything else we need besides Atkins.
Yeah. So, like I said, like... Fuck, man.
Just bring them with.
All right. Yeah. Jerry, you mind grabbing them for us?
I can barely walk.
Caleb?
I'm only fucking with you. I walk.
Go up the stairs, and you can see him now sitting in the seat that he was prior.
I go, Atkins.
Yeah.
Let's go. All
right. He stands up. Starts walking next to you.
All right, yeah, let's do it. Walk up the steps. Mm-hmm. Van's loaded. Yeah. Just get the fuck in there.
Any chance you ever worked with the county assessors while you were up there?
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
No, nobody in there?
Mm-mm.
Before I actually walk out, I want to, like... Do I have Lang's address?
Yeah, you would have it on record.
Okay, yeah, just get in the van.
Okay. In the van. Yep. Who's driving? Davy Jones and Greg Atkins get in as well.
I'm driving.
Okay. Are you bringing Sarge?
Yes. Yeah.
Sarge in the back as well.
I'm in the back off of like.
Okay. Who's shotgun?
Shotgun.
Davy Jones like gets in and like kind of has to like move some guns out of the way and sit down.
How's Davy look?
Nervous.
Do we want to stop and pick up Lang before we go? I know what happened last night. He's the only fucking cop that I truly trust with everything I got. I don't know about you guys.
You think the kid still needs some sleep?
He might.
Your call. Don't care.
We're gonna pick up Lang. He's gonna sleep on the way there.
Hey, Dave, you got any Benadryl in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I take a capful.
Mm-hmm. I got some other stuff too. If you are looking for sleep stuff, I got actual sleep aid.
No. Just
allergies.
Something quick.
Gotcha.
Don't want to be out for a while.
All right. Sounds good.
Jerry, you. I give him a nod. I'm in the back with Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
You asking me if I want to sleep?
No. The opposite. Just watch.
Keep an eye. Of course. Can I make sure Atkins is always in my sight?
Yeah. Easy enough. Driver, where are you driving?
Well, you could tell me the best order, but I'm gonna swing by Lang's, and I want to swing by my trailer.
Lang would probably be closer than your trailer.
Okay. I pull up to Lang's.
Pulling up to Lang's house in a simple cul-de-sac, a very well-manicured front lawn, a two-story house out front, sitting in a rocking chair, sipping a cup of coffee. Aaron Lang.
Fucking motherfucker, dude.
A well manicured lawn. Man has been working for like 4 days
he's
straight.
He's like fucking, that dude's a maniac, bro. We're not gonna get him asleep.
Yeah. Alright, I get out of the van and I just start walking towards him.
Yeah, and he looks at you, and you can see he looks, first of all, he looks way better. His clothes are changed, his hair is, you know, more neat, more orderly. He just kind of eyes you down as you walk up, and takes a sip from his coffee cup.
I walk up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sunny outside?
Yeah.
Is it cold? Is it warm?
Yeah, it's cold. Okay. There's like a cold chill.
Into my jacket pockets. Walk up, stick my hand out, try to shake it.
He shakes it and he says, I'm sorry you lost your other hand. I'm sorry I didn't mention anything about it.
I'm sorry too, Lang. Look, you once, well, more than once, showed your passion for this case and for this unit. You've begged to help and stay, regardless of pay, regardless of everything else. And I think that we're about to go somewhere that you would be upset if you found out we went without letting you know. We're gonna try to end it this weekend. You have the complete freedom to come with us. It's your call.
No.
No?
No. I'm done. That's all.
Okay. Are you keeping the job?
I haven't decided yet.
Thanks, Lang.
Thanks, Arch.
Turn around, walk away.
As you're walking away, he raises his voice. What did you do with Laraka?
We're taking care of him.
And the baby?
We got a little pit stop this morning before we do anything.
Do me one favor, Sarge.
Yeah.
Just make sure that kid finds a good home.
You have my word.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks, Lion. You're a good man. Walk away.
Get in the passenger seat.
Yeah. Shut the door. I'm like, he's not coming. We gotta add one stop.
What's
though.
Atkins's response to that? Does he make any face or anything like that?
No. No. Natural reaction.
We gotta stop at Nancy's trailer. Pick those ashes up.
Shit.
Yeah, I left those there.
So. Alright. We'll step on it. Alright. I leave for the trailer park.
Leaving for the trailer park, and it's pretty good if your next plan is to go to your house. It's kind of in between on the way. Making your way to the trailer park up to Nancy's trailer, which has not been taped off or in any way or anything like that. Nobody's out by the barrel fire, nothing like that. No cars around, nothing different than when you left.
All right, I want to pull up, not like right next to the trailer, but I'll pull all the way up. Just we're trying to make it quick. And I'll hop out, head towards the trailer, go inside. I guess I want to check if there's any signs of anyone being in there, you know, from the outside looking in after we left.
Like what in particular?
Well, I guess. Okay, so when we were talking in there, because it was just the four of us talking, I would have presumed that maybe, like, you know, we, like, closed the blinds, shut all the lights off after we went out. You know, there's no, like, I know it's winter, but, you know,
nothing
no fans
is
on.
Nothing is super obviously out of place.
Yeah. And then I don't, like, hear anything going on inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. No movement inside. There's actually, like, if you really want to take, like, a deeper dive, the window on the left part of the house is shattered. You can even put your ear up and maybe even peek in, and you can see it doesn't look like there's any movement in there.
Okay. So at that point, I want to go inside.
Walk inside. Everything is pretty much exactly how you guys left it. The radio is still busted. That box containing the ashes is still on the coffee table there.
I go and go to the box.
Go to the box. Grab the box. It is significantly lighter.
I open it up.
It is empty, save for a note that has been written in there.
Fucking Christ, bro.
Fuck.
The note reads 12, is that sets a 7?
Yep.
Okay. 12:70 a.m. The first line. The second line is in all caps KWEB. And then the third line says 9:30 9:30. I want to. I mean, I was the only one to go in?
Yeah, just you.
Okay, I want to just kind of, not like laughing, just a very light smirk. Just walk out at a brisk speed.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the note in the car and turn it on and just start driving. Drive to my house.
Yep.
What time is it?
It is 9:20.
You want to find out what that station is?
Yeah.
Tune to the station. Sounds like some sort of regular generic music channel playing music.
It's 9:20.
At this point, maybe when he gets back and gets in the car and begins driving, maybe like 9:25. You're driving to your trailer?
Yes.
Okay. 9:26, 9:27, 9:28, 9:29, 9:30 hits. You're probably about halfway to your trailer.
Schlan here at KWEB, giving away two tickets to tonight's Stars game against the Rangers. Caller number 8, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Wow. Hey, Dave. Name's RJ, calling from Minneapolis. Well, RJ, you just won yourself two tickets, buddy. They'll be waiting for you at will call, okay? Any idea who you're bringing? Oh, man. I got four close friends I can pick from, and they just gave me a pretty great gift last night, so it's definitely going to be hard to pick. Always is, RJ. Thing is, I'm probably going to see them later today because they got some paperwork that needs to be filed, so. Right. Well, buddy, thanks for... Hey, Dave. Can I put in a song request? Sure thing. What are you looking for? Kind of weird. Figured I'd ask. You got the Hawaii 5-0 theme over there? Actually, yeah. Believe it or not, someone dropped off this record this morning. Yeah, nice. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Roy. Hey, Roy. Things are about to start falling apart, buddy. The seams of what you know are beginning to strain and burst. Consider this the moment that the trumpets blow, buddy. It's the beginning of the end, and I hope... All right, everyone, that was RJ from Minneapolis. Congratulations once again.
The Hawaii 5-0 theme begins to play. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Oh, what the
fuck, man?
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.